A manhunt for a school shooter in Colorado. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Police in Denver searching for the suspect who opened fire on two high school employees.
East High School was placed on lockdown after reports of shots fired.
One is currently in serious but stable condition. The other is currently in surgery, listed in critical condition.
Denver Police Chief Ron Thomas providing an update on the two deans shot after required search of a student turned up a handgun.
He did flee that location where the search was taking place and was able to get out of the school.
As the search continues, parents of East High students confronting Chief Thomas and Mayor Michael Hancock.
No more words.
I appreciate it.
No more kids marching to your office.
Students from East High skipped class earlier this month to march to Colorado's state capitol to demand stricter gun laws following the death of a classmate shot while sitting in a car near campus.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. Fox's Alicia Acuna has a son, two stepsons, and a niece in that school and says parents were not made aware that there was enough concern about certain students to require pat-downs. The Fed chief still says there's a long way to go on inflation.
Inflation remains too high, and the labor market continues to be very tight.
So they're making another quarter-point rate hike, even after recent bank failures. Chairman Jay Powell offering reassurance about that.
Our banking system is sound and resilient, with strong capital and liquidity. We will continue to closely monitor conditions in the banking system and are prepared to use all of our tools as needed to keep it safe and sound.
He does suggest that possible tightening in credit conditions could help the Fed's inflation-fighting efforts. The grand jury hearing a hush money case against former President Trump is not meeting today after all, now on standby for tomorrow. So no decision yet on a possible indictment in a case that Trump calls a witch hunt. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
A Washington State police officer is wounded and a suspect dead after an apparent robbery at a store early today.
An Everett police officer is listed as stable after suffering a wound to his head during the early morning robbery. Officers responded to the scene where several suspects were. The wounded officer was shot as he drove up. That gunman was later confronted by another officer who shot and killed him. A spokeswoman for the Snohomish County Sheriff's Office, which investigates officer-involved shootings, said three other suspects remain at large. There are reportedly several crime scenes. No names of those involved have been released. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
British police say a man arrested on suspicion of setting a man on fire in the central English city of Birmingham has now been linked to a similar attack in London last month. In each case, the victims were coming out of a mosque at the time. For now, the investigation continues. A railroad CEO returns to Capitol Hill.
In his second Senate hearing within weeks, Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw, amid pressure to support two bipartisan bills to boost rail safety following last month's toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, says he'd support some of the legislation.
Such as funding additional training, better advanced notifications, accelerating the phase out of older tank cars, and much more.
Though Shaw didn't fully endorse all of the rail safety measures, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine and NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy also testifying amid criticism of Norfolk Southern's record. Last week, Ohio filed a lawsuit against the company seeking damages and civil penalties.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Stocks turning higher for a while after the Fed announcement, but now they're headed south again. The Dow right now down 159 points as the Fed chief speaks. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.